TikTok, you don't stop. Stop to the 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 Well, hello there. Welcome to the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion. I'm going to be here with you every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on sandboxradio.com. And you can also get exclusive content from me, including music and books, all of the stuff that I have to offer as a musician and an author myself on ebonylionmusic.net. So make sure to join my mailing list so you can get exclusive content. Also, you're going to get discounts on my personal concert tickets. It is still Black History Month. This is the last Saturday of February on our Black History Month, and I want to make sure that we don't stop here. February is not the only month to celebrate Black people and everything Black. So I want to make sure that we can roll into the next month, this March, going into spring, still celebrating what Black people have to offer. And this week I wrote about, drumroll please, rhythm and reels. I wrote about the top 12 iconic soundtracks for our Black movie night that we're going to have all the way through February, continuing into March, celebrating Black cinema through iconic soundtracks because they just don't make them like they used to. So let's get into it. Here at the Lion's Den, we talk about life, love, and music and its impact on American culture. And American culture, of course, has been heavily influenced, again, talking about Black History Month, by Black iconic movies and their soundtracks. They used to be inseparable. Soundtracks and the movies, like when the song came on, you would know what movie it belonged to. We could say, for example, a long time ago, Footloose. You think of Footloose, you also think of the movie. The title track was also Footloose. Now, here in 2000s and 20s, where we are now, it's not nearly the same as it used to be. I think a good decade that pointed out symbiotic relationship between the movie and the music was the 90s. Soundtracks don't come out anymore like they used to. It might be a single. I think that was the digital generation, the big change in music when you could start downloading music. People download songs now. They don't really download albums. When we talk about the 90s and these Black iconic movies, we're talking about Love Jones, Soul Food, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And in my blog post, I go through the top 12 iconic movies from the 90s that really left an impression, especially the impact of also their soundtracks on us as a culture altogether. It really left a large impact on us because we remember them so well. So I'm gonna go through my favorites, not necessarily the 12 top iconic movies and their soundtracks, only because we don't have enough time, and I am so intrigued by this topic with rhythm and reels that I realize I'm going to have to do a second show about it. So today we're just going to focus on some of my personal favorites, and I have to admit something. I left out something super major on my blog post. Like I said, I went through the 12 iconic. I had to limit it to 12. At first I had 15, and then I was like, wait, this is a lot. So I went down to 12. But what I completely missed was the one movie that was the biggest successful soundtrack of all times, which was The Bodyguard. It is in fact in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the highest selling movie soundtrack of all time. It's incredible, and I completely left it out. I'm gonna have to go back and do my research some more and update the post. So I just want to let you guys know that when you go to read it right now, it's completely missing the bodyguard. I don't know how I left it out, but it's fine. We're going to make up for it right here on today's radio show by making sure we play one of the songs from the highest, most successful soundtrack of all time, The Bodyguard. Before we go there, we're going to start with one of my personal favorites, because every time that we do this show, I have to tell a story. I have to talk to you guys personally, because life is really, really personal. These movies are so important in our lives, you might not even realize it, but they really, really are. And so is the music. So when I think of starting the story off, I want to start off with the matriarch of the family. The matriarch of the family is the mother. That's what matriarch means. She is the head of the family. And the movie Soul Food basically really demonstrates how us as a tribe, us as blood, really, really try our best to come together when things are not their best. And life is hard. There's always things going on in life, but it's our mother that really holds us down. And the song that went along with the Soul Food movie that demonstrates it best is Boys to Men, Mama.
You're the queen of my heart.
You are.
Wasn't that beautiful? Loving you is like food to my soul. As a mother, it really just warms my heart to know that I also have people that love me that way. The same way that I love my mother. And it doesn't have to be your biological mother. It can be your grandmother. It can be your aunt. Whomever that woman in your life that treated you like their child and loved you unconditionally. And you love them back. That's how we feel about our mothers, about the matriarchs of our family. It's wonderful that there are soundtracks to movies, demonstrations of that relationship, of how it is to love your mother. And Soul Food was a movie that was definitely full of twists and turns, and ultimately it really was about satisfying their mother. So starting with Soul Food, it's a great movie that demonstrates a lot of different things going on. There were married couples, there were newly married couples, there were couples that were seeking divorce, there was cheating, there was a lot going on in that movie, even though the underpinning of that movie was the matriarchal figure. But there was a lot going on in that movie. It goes into and lends itself into the other movies that I put in the blog regarding the rhythm and reels and the soundtracks that really touched us. For some of these artists, they weren't as big in their career as the soundtrack itself was. And so I want to talk a little bit about Love Jones. Love Jones had Lorenz Tate and Nia Long, and they played this smoky love story mixed with poetry and music and live band and friends. It's interesting because it's almost like a breakaway from those relationships that were in Soul Food. And this is like the smoky, poetic, artistic version of a group of friends and a love story. In this soundtrack to this movie, we have a song that became super, super, super popular from this song or soundtrack in the 90s. Let's listen to it, because I know for me, let me know about you. I know for me, when I hear this song, I literally think of the movie Love Jones. So let's take a listen to Hopeless. Goodbye, morning. Sorry it had to end.
you cried just a little too long. Now it's time for me to be strong. Hello, yesterday. Remember how it used to be? Goodbye, yesterday. I can't take you with. Just a little too long, and now it's time for me to move on. They say I'm hopeless, 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 yeah. As a pity with a hole in it. Ooh, 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 ooh. They say I'm no less, no less, no less, no less, no less than up to my head.
Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it? I think we all have hit super, super lows, such as life, and definitely love and relationships make you feel that way. There's no way to escape it. We've had our heart broken, and we've, just like the song said, you have the opportunity to move on because you have no choice but to move on. Life goes on. And going from the movie Soul Food that had all the different dynamics of relationships in it, had newly married couples, couples that were struggling, just relationships, and then they still had their mother to be that overarching presence in their lives to hold everybody together. And then in Love Jones, you have that smoky newness, the newness of a relationship. And then you also have that point where you, again, you hit rock bottom, the relationship isn't working out, it ends, and you didn't want it to, you know, you didn't want that relationship to end at all, but the relationship ends and you have to move on. And so from feeling like a penny with a hole in it, you pick yourself up, you just decide to be good on your own. And so that takes us into how Stella got her groove back. So thank you again for joining me and listening in to The Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion, where we talk about life, love, and music. We are going into the end of Black History Month, and we're going to go with a bang in regards to the things that happened back in the 90s up until today and how it's different. And definitely something that's different is the movie soundtracks of yesteryear 90s, in fact. Those soundtracks, those black iconic movies, and their soundtracks left heavy impressions on us. So How Stella Got Her Groove Back is a fantastic movie. It was a book originally that was really, really popular. Then it became a movie with Taye Diggs, one of my most favorite actors of all time. In fact, he plays in several of the movies that we are going to discuss here, which again, like I mentioned, I can't get through them all in this particular episode. On the next show, we're going to continue, because in the blog post I go through 12, even though I have to go back and add The Bodyguard, but I went through 12 iconic black movies that left impressions on us with their soundtracks. And we're going to go into the rest of these today. This is, I can't even explain how many I'm missing. And that's why there has to be a second show. How Stella Got Her Groove Back was a book that turned into a movie with Angela Bassett and Taye Diggs. And it was about a woman who was middle-aged beautiful. She's really down about, you know, her relationship status, kind of, but, you know, she's independent and she's fine with that. And she meets a young man on vacation and she's like, there's no way. There's no way. But he was like, I'm with it. So this was, like I mentioned in my blog post, this is definitely the Cougarville Black iconic movie with a fantastic soundtrack. There's nothing wrong with Cougarville. Now that I am in my 40s, I understand it, okay? I'm no judgment. In fact, I think there's nothing wrong with it, okay? So I just want to mention that I'm down with how Stella got her groove back, especially when it was Taye Diggs. I'm just saying, I'm digging it, pun intended. What I also want to point out is not the super classic song that came off of these soundtracks. I want to point out some of the songs that really, really held these movies together. With this particular soundtrack, I want to talk about Maxi Priest. Do you guys remember Maxi Priest and How Stella Got Her Groove Back? This was literally a song that was a theme throughout the movie, especially because it took place in the island, you know, on vacation. So it had that whole reggae theme. Maxi Priest did it best. There's no turning back from connecting How Stella Got Her Groove Back with Maxi Priest's Close to You. So let's take a listen to the song that you may not have thought of when you think about How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
plastic words. I'm on the countdown till I get hurt. Her blood was hot, she burned so bright. A neon sign there in the night. It's hard to say if I went too far. My heart still bears a scar.
I just wanna be cool to you.
Yep, you can show me. You can show me how you feel. I'm feeling like Stella right now. I'm feeling like Stella. I don't mind getting my groove back. So, you know, go ahead. Show me how you feel. So, welcome back to the Lion's Den, where we're talking about rhythm and reels at the very end of Black History Month. And I want to go out with a bang. And I want you to take your Black History Month into the month of March by having a Black movie night and watching every single movie that I have included on my Ebony Lion blog about the 12 iconic movies and their soundtracks that have really left a large impact on us. There was nothing like the 90s. We got the matriarch of the family. In that movie, Soul Food, all the relationships exist. And everything that could possibly be going right and wrong exists in those relationships in the Soul Food movie. A part of relationships, you're going to hit rock bottom at some point. Your heart's going to be broken. You're going to fall in love. It's going to be new. And then something happens. I completely understand that because that is life. So you feel hopeless, like Dion Ferris, a penny with a hole in it. You can't get lower than a penny with a hole in it. So you move on. You move on with life. It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be young in your 20s and you're like, you know, I got my whole life to live. You could be middle age and you're still like, I have my whole life to live and I know what I want. And then you kind of get caught off guard and you get surprised when a little young thing shows up in your life being more of a man than a lot of the men you've been dealing with. It happens. I understand that there are some young men out here who is making the older men look not so good. Let's just put it that way. Look not so good. And I'm understanding that it's beautiful. Let these young men come correct. Let's go back to not what it used to be in terms of the patriarchal, like men being in charge per se, just like the respect level of how to treat a woman. And it goes the same way. We want to go back to that same respect level for women of how to treat a man. So, Stella got her groove back, okay? Taye Diggs put it down. Then, the next thing that happens, I'm going to skip in the middle and I want to move to one of the most iconic movies and soundtracks. I cannot not do this show and include this. And because he's in a world of his own, I just gotta put him in the middle. He's just like an outlier to my story. Purple Rain. There's nothing like Prince. Literally, Purple Rain, the movie and the soundtrack is synonymous with epic, iconic Black movies that left a huge impact on us. Prince is in a world of his own, and therefore it's hard to really kind of connect him to anything other than himself, okay? Because he's so unique. I mean, in rest in peace, oh my gosh, He is incredible. Everything he did was incredible. There's nothing like Prince, right? We got to talk about Purple Rain. I'm not going to play what you guys think I'm going to play, because it wasn't always the top hit on the soundtrack that really left the largest impression per se. That song was the top hit, really was just the one that was the most popular. Let me know what you guys think about this song from the soundtrack from Purple Rain. You were thinking Purple Rain, right? You were thinking that I was going to play the song Purple Rain. But no, I wanted to play When Doves Cry, because that was also a huge hit, an iconic song that was on the soundtrack of the movie Purple Rain. And like I mentioned, Prince is in his own world, but he did ask similar questions in the song, right? He's talking about, you know, am I just like my mother? Am I just like my father? Like, where am I getting, you know, these things from that I'm going through? And we started off talking about the movie Soul Food and the family dynamic. You hear Prince talking about When Doves Cry, him questioning that family dynamic and how it has impacted him into who he is. He's questioning who he is. And we all go through that as well, especially when we are having challenges in our relationships. It tests us, right? It tests us. The test continues. I want to make sure that I mention to you all that this show has been brought to you by the Bakari Homes team at We Buy Houses Realty, where you can get a cash offer in 24 hours, fast, fair, and easy. We also invest in land. If you have land that you would like to sell, you have a lot, you have some acres that you would like to sell, we also give you a cash offer within 24 hours on your land as well. So make sure to let us know by calling 770-609-2937. That's 770-609-2937. And get your cash offer if you are looking to sell some land or a house or make a purchase. Back to Rhythm and Reels. This is a fantastic show. Like I mentioned, there are so many movies with great soundtracks from the 90s that I can't go through all of them in this show. Therefore, there has to be a part two, which I'm absolutely planning on, because you will not believe how much it racked my brain to try to figure out what was I going to include in one show. So I'm like, there's no way. I included 12 on the blog post. That even was a limitation. I can only fit about maybe 8 in this show. And that doesn't even scratch the surface, because really on all of these soundtracks, there's more than one song that really demonstrates how well, you know, it lasts and it made an impression. It demonstrates how much of an impression was left on us from that time. Because when you think of certain movies, you think about the soundtrack. I want to point out that I'm not going to play the most popular song from the soundtrack. I'm going to play the song that left a major impression. So just like in Love Jones, the song Hopeless by Dion Ferris was a huge hit on the soundtrack. And in fact, that song was definitely a catalyst in her career. I would say the same thing about this song from Love and Basketball. So I want to say I am a sports fan. I love basketball. I watch football, but the sports that I really, really like are basketball and boxing. I'm a huge boxing fan as well. Not necessarily MMA so much. Definitely, I dated an MMA fighter. That's probably a whole nother show. That was really interesting. Maybe he's listening. We're still friends now. That was interesting. So not MMA so much. I absolutely love boxing and I love basketball. So when Love and Basketball came out, it was like the perfect combination for me personally to be one of my top favorite movies. Out of that movie, which really talked about coming of age story of two young people who really, really had their dreams of their basketball careers ahead of them, loving each other got in the way of that career. They were forced to choose. That's basically what it was. It was loving or career and being forced to choose which direction you're going to take, because it seemed as though you couldn't do both. From that movie, the song that stands out is Fool of Me by Michelle Degacello. It's a heart-wrenching but soft song that really displays a different side of that heartbreak, a different side of that hopeless feeling. That question to yourself, really, did you make a fool of me? Is that what happened? Was I seeing something that wasn't really there? Which is kind of what I hinted at the slippery slope from last week's show on, you know, the difference between love and lust and knowing the difference, right? You question it and you don't want to question it. This song asks the question, did you make a fool of me?
I remember when you filled my heart with joy. Was I blind to the truth? Just there to fill the space, 'cause now you have no interest in anything that I have to say. I've allowed you to make me feel, I feel so dumb. What kind of fool am I? You so easily set me aside.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion, where we are going over the iconic movies and soundtracks from the 90s at the end of Black History Month. And I'm calling it Rhythm and Reels. And I hope that you do go on to ebonylionmusic.net and click on the Ebony Lion blog post and read the rest of these songs and soundtracks that were very transformative and impactful to our culture. And now realize that we don't really have it like that. They don't really make entire album soundtracks to movies like they used to. We do have great singles. In fact, I think from Spider-Verse, Sunflower was really, really popular, and I really enjoyed it. it was an entire album. The album itself wasn't its own thing like it used to be in the 90s. On the way out of Black History Month, I want you to kick back and have a black movie night and watch every single movie that I put in my post. All of the links are included. So go to ebonylionmusic.net and click on Ebony Lion Blog. Read the Rhythm and Reels post and watch the movies. I hope you watch the movies. Definitely leave a comment. Let me know what's your favorite movie. Let me know what's your favorite song. And let me know what you might want me to include on part two of Rhythm and Reels. I put 12 on the blog post. I can't even put that many in today's show, so there has to be a part two. I completely didn't do all of the research I needed to do because I did not even include the best-selling song track of all time, which is The Bodyguard. So we are going to have to include it now, especially coming from Love and Basketball and Fool of Me. That song was so deep. It left such a, I want to use the word smoky, but it's not smoky. She just asked the question, did you make a fool of me? Again, we experience that feeling of being hopeless, penny with a hole in it. And then we move on to The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. Whitney Houston plays a lonely, iconic songstress who struggles to find love because she's famous. The only person who really knows her best is her bodyguard, and it's Kevin Costner. Also, Whitney Houston, rest in peace. Kevin Costner watched her funeral, which was televised, but Kevin Costner made a wonderful address to her during her service. It was evident that they developed a relationship making this movie. In this movie, she talks about one of the most famous songs off of the Bodyguard soundtrack was written by Dolly Parton, which is I Will Always Love You, was written by Dolly Parton originally. So just something to know. I want to play I Have Nothing from the Bodyguard soundtrack, which ties into A Fool of Me and ties into basically that every one of these movies shows heartbreak, and every one of these movies also demonstrates how the people that we have around us that we consider family, including the people that we are in love relationships with, is our backbone. And when that's pulled from under us, you literally feel like you have nothing. From the soundtrack of The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing.
Away from
We have some heavy hitters on today's show of Rhythm and Reels with Whitney Houston, Prince, Michelle Dickoecello, and so many, right? Boys to Men. And there's so many more. I can't even include all of them, like I mentioned before. So there's going to be a part two. It's going to include Brown Sugar with Erykah Badu and Common, and Waiting to Exhale, the actual song Waiting to Exhale, and the movie, again with Whitney Houston playing in the movie and on the soundtrack. So that's in part two. So you've got to come back every Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Join me. We're running a little bit over today, but I wanted to end with something that is really, really important. One of my most favorite movies in like the whole world is Jason's Lyric. I fell in love with Alan Payne when he was washing Jada Pinkett's feet at the bayou. The most passionate love scene I've ever seen in a movie was them in the TV store where he worked. Not that you should do that at your job. I'm not condoning that behavior, but I'm just saying it went down, and it's one of my top favorite movies. The soundtrack to this movie is also really, really important, which I'm going to have to include more in part two of Rhythm and Reels right here on The Lion's Den, because there are several tracks on this soundtrack that I can't leave out. I just can't leave it out. Not because Jason's Lyric is one of my favorite movies, but because the soundtrack was so impactful. We're going to end today's show with the fact that a whole group of men got together to send a message, and they put it on this soundtrack. So I don't remember if you guys even remember the Black Men United, BMU, soundtrack of You Will Know from Jason's Lyric. It was like everybody was in it. We had Tevin Campbell. We had Christopher Williams. We had Brian McKnight. I mean, Black Men United. I want to end today's show on the heels of it being Black History Month, and the fact that it is really, really important to know that uniting is what is going to make us stronger. Not just uniting as a people on a political front, on a family front, on a cultural front, on an economic front, but uniting is necessary for growth. And we need to grow together. It was wonderful to see these Black men come together and unite on this soundtrack. And if you go and watch the music video, they put in there that the leading cause of death among Black males between the ages of 15 and 24 was homicide at that time. It's literally sending a message that we are trying to end death of young Black men. We are trying to stop that by coming together. I want to mention that it's important that our families come together as well. We need strong families, and we need strong economic backgrounds, and that is why having generational wealth is really, really important. When I talk about going into real estate or opening trusts for your children, do some research and consider these things, because that is another way that we can unite. Ending today's show is going to be with one of my all-time favorites, Jason Lyric, and the soundtrack of Black Men United, with all the heavy hitters coming together to send a message. So in the name of Black History Month, right here on Sandbox Radio, The Lion's Den, with myself, Emily Lyon, I hope that you join me next week and every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern. Also, make sure to go to ebonylionmusic.net and read the blog. You will also have access to the podcast that includes this show right there at the bottom of the blog post. And last but not least, you can also download the entire playlist of these songs from my show, The Lion's Den with Rhythm and Reels, also on the blog post. So make sure to check it out, ebonylionmusic.net, the Ebony Lion blog. Let's end the show on the highest note. In the name of uniting together in Black History Month, make sure to have a Black movie night with your family and friends and watch all the movies. All the links are included in the post. So watch all of the movies, especially my top 12. Just take a look and ride out Black History Month right into March with some entertainment that's gonna talk more about life, love, and music. Thanks for joining me. See you next week.